Đây là chương trình Anh ngữ sinh động New Dynamic English bài 79. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả. Bài học hôm nay chú trọng vào cách ngắt lời lịch sự. How to interrupt politely. Quý vị đã nghe ở phần trước, khi ông Blake và bà Graham đang nói chuyện, thì ông Epstein muốn nhắc cho họ biết có xe chờ đi ăn trưa, và ông nói như thế này. Well, I hate to interrupt, but we have a car outside, and we have a reservation at 12:15. Tôi thật không muốn ngắt lời, nhưng chúng ta đang có xe chờ, và có hẹn ở nhà hàng lúc 12:15. Quý vị nghe lại, to interrupt, I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T, interrupt, ngắt lời, làm gián đoạn. A sentence, là một câu. Quý vị nghe câu, the best time to interrupt someone is between sentences. Lúc tốt nhất để ngắt lời là chờ khi người ta nói hết câu trước. Quý vị cũng nghe câu, you can move closer to the person. Establish eye contact and open your mouth a little. Bạn hãy lại gần người đang nói, nhìn vào mắt người ấy, rồi hé miệng. Và nói nhanh câu, excuse me for interrupting. Quý vị cũng nghe câu, you don't want to interrupt someone in the middle of a sentence. Bạn không nên ngắt lời khi người ta chưa nói hết câu. Quý vị nghe tính từ visual. Visual. V-I-S-U-A-L, visual, nghĩa là thuộc về thị giác, trạng tự là visually. Quý vị nghe câu, it's usually easier to get the person's attention visually so that he or she will stop talking. Nghĩa là ra dấu hiệu cho người nói lưu ý để người ngưng nói thì bao giờ cũng dễ hơn. Get the person's attention visually, nghĩa là khiến cho người khác lưu ý bằng dấu hiệu. Quý vị cũng nghe thêm chữ strategy. Strategy, số nhiều là strategies. Tương tự method, nghĩa là cách. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ index finger, là ngón trỏ. Point your index finger up, nghĩa là giơ ngón tay trỏ lên. Xin nghe phần mách giúp về văn hóa của Gary.
Culture tips.
Welcome once again to Culture Tips. We're here with our business language expert, Gary Angleton.
Welcome, everybody.
Today, we're going to talk about interrupting. The email question is, I have trouble interrupting in English. Can you help me?
Well, interrupting is sometimes necessary, but it can be rather difficult.
Why?
Because you don't want to interrupt someone in the middle of a sentence. The best time to interrupt someone is between sentences.
Why is that difficult?
Because the time between sentences is often very short, less than 1 second.
That's a really short time.
Yes, you have to say something like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you have to say it really fast. It's usually easier to get the person's attention visually so that they will stop talking.
How do you do that?
Well, you can move close to the person, establish eye contact, and open your mouth a little. That shows that you want to say something, and they may stop talking.
That's a good idea.
One last strategy is to point up with the index finger and say, excuse me. Then the person may stop talking long enough for you to interrupt.
Those are wonderful strategies for a very difficult skill. Thanks, Gary.
I'm always happy to help.
Trong phần tới, quý vị nghe một câu, rồi tùy nghĩa trong bài đã học, trả lời đúng hay sai, true or false.
True or false? Listen, is this statement true or false?
You should never interrupt. False. Interrupting is sometimes necessary. The best place to interrupt someone is in the middle of a sentence. False. The best place is between sentences. Establishing eye contact, pointing your index finger up, and saying, are good strategies for interrupting. True. They will get the person's attention. Then you can talk.
Trong phần tới, chúng ta nghe ba mẫu đàm thoại và nghe những câu dùng để ngắt lời lịch sự. Nhưng trước hết, hãy nghe mấy chữ. A board meeting, buổi họp của hội đồng giám đốc công ty. Quý vị cũng nghe câu, you'll have to find a way. You'll have to find a way. Bạn phải tìm ra cách mà giải quyết vấn đề. There's a Mr. Walters waiting to see you. Có một ông tên là Walters đang chờ gặp bà. Urgent. Urgent. U-R-G-E-N-T. Urgent. Khẩn cấp. He says it's urgent. Ông ta bảo đây là chuyện khẩn cấp. Quý vị cũng nghe câu, I've got to take this call. I've got to take this call. Tôi phải nghe cú điện thoại này. Production meeting. Production meeting. Buổi họp về sản xuất. Của nhân viên lo về sản xuất. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ UCLA. UCLA. Viết tắt. University of California in Los Angeles. Đại học California ở Los Angeles. Quý vị nghe ba câu. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to interrupt. Tôi xin lỗi đã ngắt lời. Excuse me for interrupting. Excuse me for interrupting. Xin lỗi phải ngắt lời. Excuse me. Excuse me. À, xin lỗi. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ. Thanks for reminding me. Thanks for reminding me. Cảm ơn là đã nhắc cho tôi biết. Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 3 của bài học.
Business dialogue. These dialogues give examples of how to interrupt.
Dialogue 1. Mary and Bob are discussing a project they are working on. Listen for the expression, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But Mary, we can't possibly finish by Tuesday.
But that's our deadline. You'll have to find a way.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a Mr. Walters waiting to see you. He says he has a 2 o'clock appointment.
Oh, is it 2 o'clock already? Sorry, Bob. We'll have to continue this some other time.
Dialogue 2. Joseph is talking about his vacation in Los Angeles. Listen for the expression, excuse me for interrupting.
And then I flew to Los Angeles and stayed with my wife's sister. She took us around the city. We went shopping in Beverly Hills and visited UCLA.
Excuse me for interrupting, but it's time for the production meeting.
I thought the meeting was tomorrow.
No, it's today.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Dialogue 3. Two colleagues are discussing a business decision. In this dialogue, the woman uses the expression, excuse me, to interrupt.
And so I think we should delay the decision until after the board meeting.
But it can't wait until then.
Excuse me, Ms. Harris, but Mr. Diego is on the phone. He says it's urgent.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. I've got to take this call. We'll talk about it later.
No problem.
Trong phần tới, quý vị nghe những câu dùng để ngắt lời. Xin mời quý vị nghe và thực tập.
Focus on functions. Interrupting.
Now let's focus on interrupting.
Listen carefully.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a Mr. Walters waiting to see you. Excuse me for interrupting. Excuse me for interrupting, but it's time for the production meeting. Excuse me, Ms. Harris. Excuse me, Ms. Harris, but Mr. Diego is on the phone.
Trong phần tới, Gary chỉ cho ta những cách ngắt lời lịch sự. Gary comments on the language used to interrupt in business situations. Gary nhận xét về ngôn ngữ dùng để ngắt lời trong khi làm việc. Quý vị nghe nhóm chữ immediate action, phải hành động ngay. Word, W-O-R-D, word, nghĩa là lời hay là chữ. Whenever possible, you should wait until it is your turn to speak. Bất cứ khi nào có thể, bạn nên chờ đến lượt mình rồi hãy nói. Quý vị nghe tiếp. But when you need immediate action, you may have to interrupt. Nhưng khi cần phải hành động ngay, thì bạn cần phải ngắt lời. Quý vị nghe câu dài. In each of these cases, the person uses a polite expression to interrupt and to give the important news. Trong mỗi trường hợp này, người ngắt lời dùng lời lịch sự và báo tin quan trọng. Quý vị ôn lại. A 2 o'clock appointment. Buổi hẹn lúc 2 giờ. To make an appointment. Xin hẹn gặp ai? Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 5 của bài học.
Gary's Tips.
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to interrupt. Sometimes when people are talking, you may need to interrupt them. Of course, whenever possible, you should wait until it is your turn to speak. But when you need immediate action, you may have to interrupt. For example, Mr. Epstein interrupts Mr. Blake and Ms. Graham to let them know that it is time to leave. Mr. Epstein uses the polite expression, I hate to interrupt, but...
Well, I hate to interrupt, but we have a car outside, and we have reservations at 12:15. So why don't we get over to the restaurant, and we can continue our conversation there?
He suggests that they continue their conversation at the restaurant. In today's business dialogues, we see other examples of interruptions. In the first dialogue, Bob and Mary are talking about an important deadline. Sam has to interrupt to let Mary know that someone is waiting to see her.
But Mary, we can't possibly finish by Tuesday.
But that's our deadline. You'll have to find a way.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a Mr. Walters waiting to see you. He says he has a 2 o'clock appointment.
Oh, is it 2 o'clock already? Sorry, Bob. We'll have to continue this some other time.
Sam uses the polite expression, I'm sorry to interrupt, but... He uses this expression to get Mary's attention and to interrupt the conversation. In Business Dialogue 2, Joseph is telling Tara about his trip to California. She interrupts his story to remind him that the production meeting is going to begin.
And then I flew to Los Angeles and stayed with my wife's sister. She took us around the city. We went shopping in Beverly Hills and visited UCLA.
Excuse me for interrupting, but it's time for the production meeting.
I thought the meeting was tomorrow.
No, it's today.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
She uses the small sound, and the expression, excuse me for interrupting, but, to get his attention. In this case, Joseph didn't know there was a meeting, and he thanks Tara for reminding him. In Dialogue 3, the young woman uses the expression, excuse me, and the person's name to interrupt the conversation.
And so I think we should delay the decision until after the board meeting.
But it can't wait until then.
Excuse me, Ms. Harris, but Mr. Diego is on the phone. He says it's urgent.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. I've got to take this call. We'll talk about it later.
No problem.
In each of these cases, the person uses a polite expression to interrupt and to give the important news. If your news is important, the person will be happy that you have interrupted. I hope today's tips were helpful. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
Quý vị vừa học xong bài 79 trong chương trình Anh ngữ sinh động New Dynamic English. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả và xin hẹn gặp lại trong bài học kế tiếp.